Emotive and friendly, the stablecoin yield debate heats up in Washington. It's wild how the fight over stablecoin rewards is shaking up the financial world. Policymakers are scrambling to figure out how to balance innovation and safety in this crypto space.
Friendly but serious. At the heart of it all is the Clarity Act, a big push to set rules for the crypto market. It's a game changer, but the debate is far from over.
Exactly. A White House advisor just dropped a bombshell. Traditional banks need to stop resisting stablecoin yields. They're not just competing for deposits, they're missing out on a huge opportunity.
Banks are terrified. You know why. These stablecoins offer 5-10% returns, while your average savings account barely hits 0.01%. That's a massive gap.
And it's not just about competition. Banks are worried about the rules. Stablecoins operate with almost no oversight, unlike banks, which have strict safeguards. What if they fail?
Exactly. The Terra USD collapse in 2022 proved how dangerous unstable stablecoins can be. A single crash could ripple through the whole system.
That's why the Clarity Act is so crucial. It's trying to bring clarity, but the real question is, how do we classify these yield-generating stablecoins? Are they deposits, securities, or something else?
The White House advisor's stance is clear. Regulators need to let innovation thrive, but not at the cost of safety. Banks shouldn't fear crypto, they should adapt.
This is about more than just profits. It's about the future of finance. If the U.S. gets this right, we could lead the world in digital innovation.
But the stakes are high. If regulators classify stablecoin rewards as deposits, it could crush their appeal. If they're treated as securities, it might limit access for everyday investors.
The challenge is finding the middle ground. Protect consumers without stifling growth. It's a tightrope walk.
And the implications are huge. If the U.S. clamps down too hard, innovation could flee to places like Singapore or Dubai. That's a problem for financial inclusion.
Banks have a role to play too. They can't just sit back and watch their customers drift to crypto. Partnering with platforms might be the way forward.
But they need to be careful. Some stablecoins operate in the shadows, using opaque algorithms to maintain their pegs. That's a risk no one should take lightly.
The Clarity Act's outcome will shape the next chapter of finance. Will we create a system that's both safe and innovative, or risk losing our edge in the global crypto race?
It's more than a debate, it's a defining moment. The choices we make now will determine how people save, invest, and transact for years to come.
And the world is watching. If we get this right, the U.S. could lead the charge in reshaping the future of money.
But it's not just about the big picture. It's about protecting everyday people from the risks of a system that's still learning how to balance innovation and stability.
The path forward is clear: regulation that's smart, flexible, and fair. Because the future of finance isn't just about profits, it's about people.
And that's why this debate matters more than ever. The stakes are high, but so is the potential to build something truly transformative.
Let's hope the U.S. finds a way to embrace this new era without losing sight of what's at stake. The future of money is here, and it's up to us to shape it.